What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast, I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
When ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. All right, so this is another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. Episode whatever, who cares? Who's counting at this point?
Not us.
As always, I am J.Dot Flan.
And this is Rich Nerd.
And I think we got a dope episode for you today. I apologize in advance. I know I'm going to say something offensive. I just don't know any better. Can I just plead ignorance? I feel like I should be able to plead ignorance.
I mean, you know what it is, and it's not just knowing better. It's we know what we know. We know what we've been taught. And you know what? You know what? I'm not even going to say that. I'm not even going to be PC. I said I'm not going to be PC this episode. I'm not going to be PC this episode. You know what this episode is going to be? This is us embracing the fact that everyone deserves to have their voice heard, regardless of what it means to somebody else. So therefore, you know, we're going to spit just a bunch of thoughts. Few things I'm going to say I don't necessarily 100% may believe in, but I just want to give all sides of the thought process, all sides of the article, and let's see where it takes us. We're going to play devil's advocate for some of these.
Man, but now I feel like I should be able to claim ignorance with the stuff that we letting our president get away with.
Oh, shit.
I've tried to I don't really want to talk about him that much, and I don't want to get involved in all of the onesie twosie bullshit that he does and get, you know, and make issue out of it. But this last one, like, how much more of this are we really going to take? Like, you can just make a purely unsubstantiated claim. You can tweet out stuff like, you know, calling a person bad and in parentheses sick, you know, you can stir up a whole bunch of people who now can't be calmed down. Like, you've said it. Well, you know, regardless of what happens, people are going to run with that now. But then all of a sudden, when people say, we just need some proof, then you send your boy out there. You don't even say it. You send your boy out there to be like, we meant wiretapping in the broader sense of surveillance. And we never specifically meant that Obama was aware or personally involved in any of it. Even though you mentioned his name several times, you know, pretty much called him a bad guy, sick guy, you know, and weren't using quotes in all of those tweets. Like, how do you just get the ability to do that? You just jump out there, say whatever you want to say. That's libel. And I mean, if this is not substantiated, I mean, you could be sued for libel. He said in tweets in a public forum that Obama broke the law, pretty much.
And anybody else would have been sued.
If you can't even back that claim up with anything, that's libel, right? I mean, how many times does this administration have to break the law and we turn a blind eye to? I mean, are his supporters really like rocking with this? Like, this is okay too? Like, what's the explanation? Like, are you really going with this Spicer backpedal move that he's doing? I mean, it's clearly backpedaling. One day you was like, circle the paddy wagons, pick Obama up, he broke the law, we gonna get him. And now you're like, we wasn't even talking about
just
him
kidding.
For real. Yeah. Like, yeah, he, you know. I think it's and Spicer said something like that. Like, they asked if Trump's tweets and stuff should be taken seriously. And he was like, yeah, when he's not joking.
What the fuck? So how are you supposed to know?
Yeah. So basically, he can say anything.
Exactly.
I'm flabbergasted. I'm befuddled. I'm befuddled. I don't understand how, the world is watching us right now. And this is what we're doing. Like, we got to be biggest.
We're looking like fools.
Yeah, we got to be the biggest laughing stock in the world right now. This is like new. Like, and then, you know, it goes back to something you said before. Like, I wonder, like, what's happening? Like, maybe what was this a smokescreen for? Like, what was this thrown up so that we would miss the other thing that was happening?
Exactly. You know, like, what are they sneaking in?
I'm tired of this sleight of hand, misdirection, just bullshit. But, you know, these false accusations are so hurtful because once you accuse somebody of something, it's hard to take it back. Like, there is a entire subset of the population right now who, no matter what happens, because basically he's saying he's not going to take it back. I'm not going to prove it nor take it back. So this is just going to
deal with it.
Yeah, it's just going to sit out there. And there's going to always be this subset of the population that believes that he did it just because somebody said something that they couldn't back up with a thing that they could have confirmed or denied with a phone call and refused to do. Like, that's why it's got me so upset. How much more, Rich? How much more?
I get it. I think it's BS. It's stuff that he's been doing that a lesser person would have been vilified and persecuted. You know, he, as the president of the United States, he blatantly accused a former president of wiretapping him. You know, that's defamation of character. That's it's wrong on so many levels. Walks away scot-free.
He didn't even have to come out in front of the people and do that backpedal move. He said, like, what kind of bitch assness is that? Like, nah, like, to just be completely 100 with this. Like, that's the most bitch move of all time. Like, you gangster enough to put the tweets out there and accuse somebody of doing. First, you do it on tweets. That was bitch ass move number one. And then bitch ass move number two is, I'm not gonna take it back. I'm gonna send my boy out there
deal with it.
To spew some nonsense. And then you got Kellyanne going on shows, sounding stupid, talking about microwaves and cameras, and trying to deflect and spin.
And then look where the conversation goes, to Kellyanne on microwaves and cameras. Right.
Talking to these people, I swear, I watched that interview, and it's like he said to her, "Is the sky blue?" And she said, "I don't know what you're talking about. The sun is yellow."
Exactly.
And he was like, "What the fuck? Does that have nothing to do with what I asked you? Is the sky blue? I'm looking at the sun. It's yellow. What are you? Are you crazy or am I crazy?"
Which one of us is crazy? Back to what you said a few episodes ago. If you can't even agree on a common frame of reference,
how do you talk?
You can't have a conversation with these people. Can't have a conversation with these people. This man got up in front of the nation and said, "I will grab a woman by the pussy and do whatever I want. Obama wiretapped me. All types of shit." And he was elected president.
And people are already talking about he going to win another term.
Bill Clinton got some head and he was impeached. You know what I mean? It's a little...
They already talking about 2020 with this dude. Like, we already want to sign up for 4 more. We haven't even made it 100 days and we want to sign up for 4 more?
And he's there already touting that his unemployment numbers and figures and everything that he's just doing so great. Never mind the fact that he's closing out
Obama's quarter.
He didn't do anything. He hasn't changed anything yet. Right. His shit it's not going to kick in yet. Yeah. When his shit do kick in, it's going to count down those 24 million people that's about to lose their health care with that new ACA I keep trying to put out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to do politics and stuff, but...
It's just hard not to when you got an ass hat like this front of the country.
I got to wake up and... I'm telling tomorrow we watching SpongeBob or something in the morning. I don't want to see no more news, man. Fuck the news. All right, I'm sorry, Rich. I got the evil out. What's good with you, bro?
Not much. What I wanted to talk about, the fact was that... who the hell is this?
Paging me at 5:40. Sit down.
So, what I wanted to talk about was the fact that... So, I looked it up online, and I was like, I think... You know, March is National Something Month. Couldn't remember what it was. So I was like, let me look this up. So I Google it. Like, what are we supposed to be celebrating in March? So I was like, I think it's National Women's Month, but I wasn't too sure. So I motherfucking look it up. Do you know that March is National Motherfucking Everything Month? I gotta put the motherfucking in it because this shit don't make no damn sense. March is National Every Goddamn Thing Month. I looked this shit up on a national day calendar. It is National Asset Management Awareness Month.
Damn.
Asset Management Awareness.
Shout out to asset managers because y'all do some thankless work.
So they got a whole money. You know what? I'm out here keeping track of everything in this goddamn warehouse in DXC. I know exactly how many laptops we got. I need a goddamn month to celebrate me.
Exactly.
Irish American Heritage Month, National Caffeine Awareness.
Irish American Heritage? Oh, I take that.
caffeine awareness, celery, cheerleading safety, craft month, credit education month. Somebody need that. That credit education month.
They need to be concerned with cheerleader safety at all times. That shouldn't be just listen, one.
First of all, and some of these are just stupid. National flower month, frozen food month, kidney month, noodle month, nutrition month, national peanut month. First of all, this shit right here is stupid. National sauce month. Sauce needs a month. Sauce gets play every day of the year. Yeah, sauce don't need a month.
I might use that tonight. Hey, you know it's National Sauce Month.
National Umbrella Month. So because we don't appreciate umbrellas every chance we get?
It's a lot of crazy. Because I do the National Day Calendar on my Google. That's a lot of crazy day. Matter of fact, Tammy texted me at work and told me today was the national men's equivalent of Valentine's Day.
She saw this on Steak and BJ Day. Steak and BJ Day. Yeah.
Am I the only motherfucker? God damn it.
And I made them tacos. I totally forgot about Steak and BJ Day. I came home. I done made these tacos for Renee. She done got up. I want my goddamn Steak and BJ.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Babe, you're listening to this late. I'm sorry. Apologies. We're going to make this retroactive, though.
Hey, I'm just saying it's National Sauce Month and National Steak and BJ Month. Steak and BJ Day at the same time. Hey, I don't know what. Y'all can thank me later. Yo. Well, by the time this episode airs, it would no longer be Steak and BJ Day. So I hope that worked out for you, bro.
Man, this shit is crazy. But yeah, it just don't make no sense. National Music in Our Schools Month. National Professional Social Work. Why is it National Every Motherfucking Thing Month? People are just making up holidays. You know what? This needs to be National Awareness Month.
Awareness of awareness?
Yeah, something on types of shit.
Are you aware?
Shit, this is International Listen to TWS Day. That's what there needs to be. The whole month, listen to TWS every day.
We should just claim April, y'all. Let's just take it. April is the White Pants. It's National White Pants Society Month.
Shit, this shit don't make no sense. I just had to get that off my chest because it don't make no goddamn. It got me tongue twisting and tripping over my words. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be celebrating them. All of these man-made.
Hey, you celebrate holidays. Steak and BJ Day, man. You motherfucking shit. Celebrate Steak.
Can't believe I forgot about that. Making these goddamn tacos. You got 2 days. You lucky.
National Steak and BJ Day.
But we can go ahead. Woosah. I got it out. Got the evil out.
Got the evil out. I mean, it's much more evil to come. Where we I looked at your list. You took the reins on this one and put together some topics for us tonight.
I saw so many topics, so much stuff flying in the news, so much stuff that needed to be mentioned. I was like, you know what? We gonna get some feature packed content coming out this mofo. All
right, so ain't nothing to it but to do it. What we got? All right, so this one, I'm confused, and this is where I know I'm a fucker. I know I'm gonna say the wrong thing several times, so my apologies.
All right, so I'll say what it is and lead it in, and then we can have a discussion about this. So I've been looking through the news, and a few news outlets have been, you know, gathering some facts and figures and whatnot. And I saw a post up, and it was chronicling the uptick in sex change, no pun intended, on birth certificates. Where transgender citizens are concerned. So basically, people are actually going into the government or
Vital Statistics?
Yeah, Department of Vital Statistics.
Yeah.
And petitioning or doing whatever they have to do and getting their official birth certificate changed from whatever it says that they were born as to the sex that they are now transitioned into, which then says it gives them valid ID. That says, okay, you know what? I'm actually a girl. I'm actually a boy or a man or a woman, which also then enables them to also get their official government ID. And one reason I read that people were doing this is because it's basically like a loophole or workaround the current bathroom laws. You know, if you say, you know, Billy, who's now Christina, he was born a man, so therefore he can't use the woman's bathroom now that he's Christina. Well, Billy's ID says that he's a woman, and you can't tell a woman that she can't use the women's bathroom, the ladies' bathroom. So a lot of people are using that as a workaround. And it's like I can't even say I don't know how I feel about this because I have mixed feelings on this.
Jesus.
And it's like on one hand, I'm not against, if that's what you recognize yourself as, that's what you recognize. You know, if you're were born a man and you're now living as a woman, you were born a woman and now you're living as a man, fine. If that's what you recognize and when that's your prerogative. I'm not against that. And I'm not saying, I don't want to say that you should not be able to have your birth certificate and ID changed to reflect who you are now as a person. That's totally fine. But then I also see so much that can go wrong with this as well.
Yeah.
You know, it comes with the, are we going to treat this as the honor system? So case in point, I had a friend that this actually happened to. He met a woman. They were getting along. He was at the bar. He was buying her drinks. They went back to the house. They did whatever. Everything happened. Like, it is what it is. Slept with the woman. They had a good time. They were messing around. They went on for a few dates or whatever. And it never dawned on him to say, you know, were you born a man? Because why would you even think that?
Right.
You know, she had undergone the full, I don't know what you call it, the trans operations.
Right.
So he is fully a woman now. They're able to have sex, yeah, do everything, got his Adam's apple shaved. You know, everything was done.
Yeah.
So I forget how he said he found out. He had met some of her friends one day and somebody had mentioned it in passing, and then he started noticing like one or two older pictures in the house. So he finally confronted her, and they were getting loud with each other. And like, she finally was like, oh yeah, you know, I was born like a guy, but that's not me. And you should love me for who I am right now. And point blank of the story, you know, if you're identifying as a woman, you're living as a woman, your birth certificate, your ID and everything says you're a woman for all intents and purposes, you know, you are a woman. But where's the line drawn at? You know, as a common courtesy, as a human decency, shouldn't you have to tell your mate the truth? Or is that something that you're just allowed to keep to yourself? You know what I mean? Do you just get married to this person? Do you have your whole last relationship get married? You can't have kids. And you're like, well, the reason I can't have kids is because I'm infertile. You just keep lying to the person. Because where we are with science, you can honestly never know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He found out by accident. He could have been with this person forever and just have never known. You should at least give that person the opportunity to decide if that's what they want to do. You know what I'm saying? So it's just weird. So I think this just goes one step closer to allowing people to, deceive other human beings. Should it matter if you're a woman or a man? No. Does it matter if you were born a woman or a man and you have transitioned? Yes, you need to be honest and upfront, and you need to still let people, give a person the opportunity to deal with it, and then, you know, to accept it and love you for who you are. Don't deceive them and force you into thinking something that's not. So I think this puts us one step closer to that.
Yeah, it's all just, again, you know, and I hate to harp on the same point over and over again every time we had this discussion. But it comes down to definition to me. It's like what is a woman? What is a man? Like what? Or mm-hmm. what? I was reading some of the articles you sent me, and I was looking up some things, and I had to correct myself because I operated it under the understanding that gender referred to biology. And it doesn't, you know, according to everything I've read, gender is a social cultural term. Mm-hmm. So I can understand socially and culturally how your gender could change, or your gender is more what you identify as or what you're recognized as. I can completely understand that. But on your birth certificate, my understanding is what's there, what's supposed to be there, mm-hmm. is your sex. And sex is biological.
Mm-hmm.
As a biological term.
Exactly. Sex and human genetic, it's biological, like you said.
Yeah.
But it's we're turning something that is, or I guess at this point was, biology into purely a social construct.
Right. I mean, I think people are trying to do it, but I think at the end of the day, you're still missing, like no matter what, you know, in terms of being a woman, like, and I had this argument with my wife when Elise was being born, because prior to her being born, it came up with the issue came up with getting her ears pierced,
mm-hmm.
and I was wholeheartedly against getting my daughter's ears pierced. And I had so many people get so upset with me because I didn't want my daughter's ears pierced. And her ear piercing has nothing to do with, like, gender issues or anything like that. I feel like jewelry is for adult women, and I thought that's, like, a rite of passage. When she got to a certain mm-hmm. age, we would do that. But as a baby, she didn't need her ears pierced. But the argument I got from so many people was, like how would they know it's a girl, and, you know, women are supposed to have their ears pierced. And, like, earrings have nothing to do with womanhood. Like, earrings don't make you a woman. Mm-hmm. Clothes don't make you a woman. Wearing a dress doesn't make you a woman. Long hair doesn't make you a woman. Makeup doesn't make you a woman. Fingernails don't make you a woman. You know, none of these things mm-hmm. make you a woman. Like, what makes you a woman?
And then, see, here's where the argument is. The argument could be said that biology 100% makes Elise a woman, but then by the same token, and see, this is where it gets confusing, because I can see where social constructs and the way society is built right now is what shapes and helps people to perceive and understand what a woman and femininity is. What a man and masculinity is.
And femininity and being female are mm-hmm. two different things.
Yeah, you're right. So, and I say that to say, their social constructs and the mind's eye, when you're dealing with social perception, earrings automatically equates to woman. And so I can almost see where Elise growing up, you know, she's looking at other women and they're like, all of those girls have their ears pierced. My mom has her ears pierced. My grandmother, my auntie, you know, how come I don't have mine? You know, so it comes to the point where it's like, okay, automatically, because of the social constructs and the way it's become, the child will now want to mimic that 100%, because that is the frame of reference they're using to help themselves identify.
All right, but what I'm trying to say is that, like, those social constructs, to me, are attached to gender. And if you want to mm-hmm. change your gender, I believe, you know, I believe we're in a world right now where that's possible. The thing you can't change is your sex. Like whether she has an earring or not,
yeah,
she's female.
Not gonna agree with
she's
that.
She's going to be a woman, you know, whether she has an earring or not. Whether she decides 10 years from now that she wants to identify as a man, she's a female.
The United States government would beg to differ.
She's,
I'm trying to say that with a straight face.
Yeah, I believe that she can identify as a man, and if she wants, you know, to be recognized as a man, that's fine. But I think going back and changing someone's birth certificate, and that to me feels like perjury. I mean, that just
so that was my other thing. Where,
like, falsifying government documents.
So where do you draw the line of falsifying government documents and perjury? Like, you know what I mean? Where is the line at? Because now you're legally telling people it's okay to change this because the government says so. You know, so right. it's, you got to go through the government. It's okay to lie here, but not lie here. Right. You weren't a woman when you were born. Right. Your certificate was made when you were born. When you were born as Adam, your certificate said July 9th, 1986, Adam was born a male. To now have your birth certificate of your birth, say, no, July 9th, 1986, Christine was born as a woman. That kind of seems like perjury to me.
To me, it goes back to like, what do we define? What do we define as being a man or a woman? Because if you're saying the person was born,
apologies, I didn't mean to say woman. I meant to say female.
Female.
I meant to say female
or male or female.
And
that's
and, like, see, and see, this is the thing, because it's adding so many layers to it. It's hard to
we get lost in semantics.
Male and female, man and woman, absolutely used to be interchangeable. Because you knew exactly what somebody meant. If I said Jared was the man, Jared is the male of his home, whatever, you know what I'm referring to, regardless of what word I say, because it's interchangeable. You know what we're referring to. It's finite. We have a baseline, and that baseline has been shifted, and it's been shifted indefinitely, and it's to the point where, just like you said in the beginning, you know, I'm not trying to be an asshole. But how do you, it's like you're forever walking on eggshells because you don't know what's okay, because the public is forever changing the definition of something. So that's why I said, you know, at this point, we might as well just, it is what it is, and say what you're feeling, because that's what this forum is for. That's what we started this podcast for, to raise awareness to topics like this. And it's not vilifying anything, but it's to help us understand, help the listeners understand, and overall, it's like, what the fuck is going on? Because it's hard to have a conversation.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, but I mean, and it's...
And we're tripping our own selves up trying to talk about this.
And sorry, yeah, I'm trying to be more free. You know, in 15 months when I can drink again, don't worry. But but for now, like, I just think about it. Like, you know, I married Tammy. And, yeah, I married, you know, the woman I wanted to be with the idea of one day having a family with it. That was a part of the deal. It was a part of the dream. Like, and if God forbid something had happened that we weren't able to have children, I would have understood that and still accepted and loved her. But if entering it, she knew she couldn't have kids and she knew I wanted to have kids, and you know, I don't know. Like, this is, it's just, oh Jesus, please, Lord, help
That's what
me.
I'm saying. It's
I don't understand. We are attacking definition. Like, mm-hmm. And this is what I said, you know, like months ago, like, you know, and this, I was saying it in terms of Trump, or, you know, in the context of a conversation about Trump, but, it applies across the board. Like, where we are right now, you need to decide what you believe in, and you need to hold on to it for dear life, because it is under attack. Like, mm-hmm. Definition is being attacked. Nothing
Period.
Means
across the board.
Anything. And so now, I'm saying, like, now where do we draw the line? Like, if you can, because it used to be, I was reading the article, so it used to be, in order to do that, in order to go change your birth certificate, you had to have, like, a, for lack of a better term, a doctor's note. Like, you had to have a physician mm-hmm. say that you were, you know, you'd either completed or going through the process of gender reassignment, mm-hmm. you know. And so that was enough to warrant a change of the birth certificate, which I'm not sure I agree with or not, but it's, you know, whatever. It's not my life, not my birth certificate. But, okay, so what's to stop me then? So they took that away. You don't have to have that level of... mm-hmm. that level of proof or whatever, you know. And that's why you've seen this uptick, because now you don't have to have a doctor sign off on it to do it. You can just do it. So, I mean, what could I change? If I wanted to change that, like, could I change anything else? Could I change, you know, could I say I identify as someone who was born in Uganda and change the location of my birth?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's just opening the door for too much. And then... You got to think about, too, all of the shit that can go wrong. If all of a sudden, you know, Jim wants to say he identifies as a woman, Jim could be a serial rapist who raped 40 women as Jim, who now gets his birth certificate changed and is living as Susan, scot-free as a woman. You know what I mean? And who are you going to look for?
I guess that's where, I don't know, I guess that's where social security numbers
and that's
stuff.
An extreme case, but people, like... It's just too much going on. You're getting your social security numbers or cards changed. Like, you're editing government documents.
You're editing the past. Like, you're editing...
Erasing it.
You're editing the timeline. Like, no, this didn't happen this way. It happened this way.
And it's...
Because I say so. All right, so here's where I'm probably really going to fuck up. Like, I'm going to fuck all the way up right here because I can hear people already saying I'm equating something serious to something not so serious. So you were just saying, like, we're making all these decisions. Like, we're making all these changes without really looking at the future effects.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we keep making a change, and then when we run into the consequences of that change, we make another change, and then when mm-hmm. we finally hit the consequences of that change, we make another change. So I'm a vapor, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a vapor. And I'm not really comparing the two, but I'm kind of comparing the two. The whole argument against vaping, the reason why people are trying very hard, and you have communities of people who don't have anything to do with smoking, who don't vape at all, who just hate it and will preach to you about the negative effects of it based on all these, you know, these articles and things that they read. But they're saying we don't know the long-term effects.
Mm-hmm.
So until we know the long-term effects, they're trying to legislate it out of existence. They're trying to end it completely. And that's something as simple as me inhaling
mm-hmm.
a vapor with or without nicotine in it. We're going to go through all these steps to make sure we know every possible thing about it and all the future impact of it before we allow it.
And see, that's what I'm saying.
In this case, it's just, somebody's feelings hurt, change the law.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's the part that kills me, how they're picking and choosing what they want to do. Somebody decided we are going to vet the hell out of a vape. But gender reassignment and changing your sex and not being PC because somebody's feelings was hurt and you know what I mean? Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
Complete attack on social constructs, personal and religious beliefs. That's fine. Somebody smoking an e-cigarette, put a halt on that. We don't know the permanent. First of all, I'm smoking an e-cigarette. This has nothing to do with anyone else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So that's the same argument.
That's outwardly affecting the world.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
But
at the end of the day, if you want to be who you want to be, I'm cool with it. I just, there has to be limitations to how far things go. And I think like we are slowly like breaking down all those limits. And we're getting to what we talked about before, to the be, say, do. And I'm afraid that people are going to be shocked and appalled when you knock down all these barriers, what people are able to be, say, and do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're knocking down these barriers because you want people to be able to be, say, and do specific things. But you're knocking them down in a way to allow anything to come behind it. So you're going to be surprised when people can be, say, and do anything. I don't know if we're ready for that. But, you know, more power to you, people. I love you. If you're listening, I love you.
And I just want to reiterate, like, this is an attack. Isn't an attack on anyone. It's just trying to understand.
Just talking through a subject.
So, since we're on a LGBTQ.
I would love some feedback. I would love to. I want to talk to somebody. Like, I feel like I'm talking about something without a person that can talk back to me, you know, from their perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I don't know enough, you know, to have all the opinions that I have. Maybe I should, I need someone to, you know, bounce these ideas mm-hmm. off of. All right. What we got next, Rick?
So I saw this online and see, I thought this didn't make any sense. So there is an attack on the new Beauty and the Beast movie, because there is, two males, and because they're gay and they're lovers, and I think they share a kiss in the movie, people are against it, and some movie theaters have banned it. A string of movie theaters in Alabama have banned the movie from their theaters, saying, you know, oh, that's an abomination, and it's against the God's law and blah, 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 and they don't want to expose their children to this. So they're banning the Beauty and the Beast from their movie theaters. which is
I mean, didn't Moonlight just win Best Picture with like a hand job, like a homosexual hand job in the film?
So this is the other thing. Outside of that too, so Russia was thinking about banning it also because we already know how Russia feels about
homosexual.
Yeah. So here's the thing. They ban the movie because they share a gay kiss and they don't want, you know, their children and their people exposed to it because it goes against Christianity. What about all the movies with people shooting up and getting high and overtly having sex and everybody's naked? Everybody didn't Wolverine
killed everybody.
Killed everybody. He murdered everybody. Had a daughter that was made in a test tube in a lab. People having sex, everything is in the cursing, drugs, fighting. That movie was okay in Alabama. That granted, Logan was a hell of a movie, nothing against it. All of that shit was okay in motherfucking Alabama. But these two guys kissing for a split second is against God? God don't got nothing to say with a million people that just died? Get the fuck out of here. Come on. This don't make no sense. You can't pick and choose when you want to be holier than thou and righteous above all. It doesn't make any sense. You know, too many wars have been fought in the name of the Lord.
Hey.
You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Be, say, do anything, Rich. If I want this shit to is be fucking retarded. If I want to be discriminatory towards a movie and pick and choose when to use my religious beliefs, we live in a world that I can do that now.
And apologies for cursing so much. Sorry, not sorry, because this shit don't mean no motherfucking. Wait till the next episode. Listen, potty mouth.
This is my podcast.
Yeah, I say what the motherfucking
I curse if I motherfucking want to.
Yeah, but this shit don't mean no sense.
Any motherfucking time.
I'm sick of this fucking pick and choose shit. But I feel like we about hitting our time. I just want to squeeze this one in really quick.
Pause.
So they said that this was a rumor.
This is
not
sure. This one in. This is good.
Not sure how. I think it's a rumor. It's still funny, so I'm going to mention it. Little M.A.
Young M.A.
Don't
call her Little M.A.
Young and my
she
bad.
She come out here and kill your whole family, nigga.
Young M.A. is in Jamaica performing. And the story goes, her and some people's got pulled over in Jamaica. And she was arrested because she had a concealed item. But it turns out what they thought was a gun was a 9-inch strap-on in her pants. Hey, they saying it's a joke, but at the same time, she was up on Breakfast Club talking about her strap on. So I'm inclined to we all know she has a strap on. I'm inclined to believe that she riding around and getting it, and she just got this strap on at all times, and she ready to pull out.
I don't know. Her folks say she didn't get arrested. She said she didn't get arrested.
I just think it's funny as shit.
For people, it was the most hilarious thing I had ever read in my life when you sent it to me. If that had actually happened, that would have made my day.
Still funny.
Her people saying it didn't happen. But am I the only one? I can't say shit. Fuck it. This is my podcast. I'm not feeling Young M.A. Like I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Right?
One, I'm just not for this overtly gangster rap anymore. Yeah. Like I'm not one for it. I don't.
And it's not shade. It's not hate.
It's not hate. It's not because she's a woman. Me. You know, it's not because she's openly gay.
I don't necessarily like the bars.
I don't like the bar. I don't like the flow. I don't like the music.
Yeah, I just.
It ain't for me.
But
they like comparing her to compare because she's using like Jay-Z beats. They comparing her to Jay-Z,
and that's just ridiculous.
And she this and she that. Like,
talking
I'm
about she
not,
the best out of Brooklyn. That's ridiculous. I feel like when this whole current crop of performers, everyone needs to keep best out of their mouth. Period. Stop the comparison.
Yeah.
Just stop it, Fav. Stop it. Don't make no sense. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Hey, man. Where is Ra Digga when you need her? Where you at? Ra, we need you. Or Ra the MC, Rhapsody.
Shit don't make no sense.
Jean Grey. Any of them, man. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm just like, I keep seeing these freestyles and I'm like, I get it. Like compared to a Lil Yachty or a Lil Uzi Vert or MC such and such, whatever the fuck these.
There's probably
kids
somebody
name
out there calling himself MC such and such.
If they not, they're gonna steal names it now.
Who thinks of these names? Woosaw.
Uzi Vert. I gotta change my name. What should I be? I don't know. I think Jay Flan is weird enough as it is.
Jay Duck Flan the man?
Hey, I gotta write that movie though. The Flan. I gotta write that shit. Like, it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be dope.
Let me saw.
I don't know, man. But yeah, I you know, got all of that out. People, I love everybody. I really don't. Like, here's the thing about me. Like, 99.9% of shit that goes on, I could give a fuck about. Like, I really don't care enough to honestly, like, discriminate or feel some kind of way about it. Like, I don't care what you do. Like, I'm not, I mean, not in a mean-spirited sort of way. I just don't care. Like, I have enough, you know, trouble managing my wife and my daughter, my own household, going to work every day, trying to record a podcast. Like, I don't have the time nor energy to care about, you know, to care that passionately about what other people do. I do talk about it, and, you know, I see things in the news, and I have conversations in my head, you know, about it. And that's what this podcast to me really is, like me getting the chance to have the conversations I have with myself, with Rich, and hopefully, you know, guests in the future, and put it out there for the people to hear. But no malice. I don't care. The only things you don't want to bring up around me is Tupac and Biggie. And I don't know, something about fried chicken. Like, those areas I wouldn't fuck with me on. I just don't.
Yeah, don't do it.
I've had some bad nights started with a Tupac conversation. We're going to do that one day. I keep saying I'm going to do my Black Card Revolt episode, and I'm going to do all the, like, stuff that we get my Black Card Revolt. My dislike for Pac, my dislike for Mary J. Blige, Tyler Perry, Chitlins, Black Eyed Peas.
I don't fuck with Chitlins.
Collard Greens. There's a lot. We can do it one day. All right, but I think that's enough for this episode.
I think we got the evil. I think it was a good conversation. We gonna be back though. We got some more stuff to talk about in the future, so we gonna save some of the energy, save some of the thoughts for the next episode. So we'll catch y'all last time before we leave. Don't forget TT Charities.
TT Charities, not Tessa Thompson, but Tavares Taylor. Tessa
had to squeeze that one in.
TT. Yeah, please, you know, ttcharities.org, in all seriousness, check out the website, donate time, clothes, food, books, toys, whatever it is,
if
money.
If you can, a retweet will do.
Yeah, you know, if all you can do is retweet or share with a friend, that helps too. Flint, Michigan, again, 3+ years without clean water. We got to do something about that. And I know Tavares and ttcharities.org is definitely involved. So check them out. Jamel.
My boy Jamel Crothers.
Crothers.
Definitely just released his fourth book, America Under Mind Control. Once again, we'll go ahead and try to throw that link up there one more time just to make it easy for you to find him. But definitely just get on Amazon, look up America Under Mind Control.
Yeah, we're going to have him on the show soon.
Yeah, and you'll see his bio come up and all his books come up. So definitely it's worth a look. He's a African-American black guy, real cool, real down to earth. as if that wasn't the same thing. Sometimes I don't know what to say. Sometimes I say black and people be like, no, African-American. I say African-American, you mean black? So I don't even know what to say anymore. So it's just like goddamn social constructs fucking me up in my own verbiage. But yeah, so that's it. You know, come back and join with us.
All right,
peace.
Till the next time, be the light. Peace.